Okay, I was wondering that you are a monk of over 40 years. You are being with happiness, mindful. How can you know the issues, problems, etc., of people's lives in their current modern lives? And then we're worried about Trump's presidency. Part of being in a monastery is that the way that the Buddha set it up is that monasteries are, let's say, we need to rely on alms food each day so that we have to have contact with the lay people, the lay world. The monasteries are open places that people can come and stay, and they do all the time. There's always a waiting list at Ubayagiri for people to come and stay. There's always people coming for day visits, and they will bring their concerns and worries and perspectives, and that's part of, as a young monk, oftentimes you don't have to deal with stuff like that. As you gain more experience, then people come to you for advice, and that one gets to hear about all sorts of things. Things I don't even want to know about. And on a certain level, I think a monastery is a one's in the middle of the society, we get to hear many, many different perspectives of people's lives and their experience, as opposed to most people tend to live their life within a certain sphere of commonality and don't really get to have much experience with people with different views, other perspectives, other backgrounds. I think that's one of the things of a monastery is there's a real diverse a pool of participants in a monastery, and one gets to have it's quite privileged really to be able to have that kind of broad perspective and broad spectrum of other people's experience, and so that's something that is it's really helpful. And if you're worried about Trump's presidency, that's probably means your reason you've got. But I'd be these days. I mean, in terms of you have to look at it from a perspective of cause and effect, and that's what the Dhamma does, is sort of lift it up and spread it out and look at it rather than from a narrow perspective of one's own preference and one's own particular viewpoint, recognizing that there's a whole range of causes and conditions within the culture that have sort of brought this about, and an appropriate response is not just to kind of moan and complain about being a helpless victim of circumstance, but okay, what is one going to do? How is one going to engage to to bring about something positive. So I'm worried too. But it's I think some things are worth worrying about. but it says one needs to deal with it skillfully.